This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Jim Hagedorn, representing the 1st Congressional District of Minnesota, serving on the Small Business Committee and the House Ag Committee. And it's great to see you again.
It's good to see you, Tony.
And it's good to see the fact that now we're starting to see each other's faces again as D.C. is really starting to open up.
Along with the whole country, probably a little bit overdue, but yeah, it's refreshing, particularly going into summer here.
Now, we're talking D.C., but if you were to travel, let's say, 1,500 miles kind of back to the southwest, you might run into a border maybe. Any chance you've been to a border lately?
I was on the southern border about 3 weeks ago, and what the people see on TV, it's probably even worse than that. The situation is, really, we went from operational control of the southern border during President Trump's administration for the first time, I'd say, that we had operational control in our lifetimes. And within almost nanoseconds, President Biden has unraveled that, has policies to make it an open border. He's promising amnesty for all intents and purposes. It's a mess with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people being entered into the country unlawfully.
Let's go from there, though, back to the north. Maybe not quite 1,500 miles, but let's go back to the 1st District of Minnesota. You've had a chance to be back there as well. What'd you see?
So on the ground in southern Minnesota, the farmers are a little bit better off than they were maybe a year or so ago. During coronavirus, our efforts here in Congress were to get everyone, including our farmers, from one side of the coronavirus to the other. We had to do some things with trade mitigation as well. And then we had a record crop with high commodity prices, which was pretty good. Our farmers hadn't had something like that in almost 7 years. But as great as things have been going, there's still some pitfalls. It's agriculture, and now we have higher prices for our food, for our fertilizer and our fuel. We have higher prices for rent because the commodity prices are up. And then you see some policies out of Washington that just make no sense. Bad government, I guess you'd call it. There's a situation right now where a court in Minnesota, of all places, has ruled that the pork producers, the people that do the meat packing in our country, have to go back 20 years as far as their standards, as far as how quickly the meat can go through the line. And that's going to hurt companies like Hormel in our district and others across the country. It's going to mean less hogs produced. Independent farmers are going to be in bad shape. It's going to drive up the cost for consumers. It's a situation that doesn't make much sense. So Senator Grassley and myself were sending a letter to Secretary Vilsack and also the Solicitor General in the United States saying, you have to appeal that case. Let's make sure that that doesn't stand. But right now, I'm not sure the Biden administration is going to do that.
Sometimes we see decisions made based upon what we think might make sense. In other words, maybe it makes sense to slow down the line speeds. But as you mentioned, this is actually something that's been in place not for just a couple of years. This has been in place for nearly 20 now, right?
Yeah, our producers around Austin, Minnesota have been speeding up the line for 20 years, and really no result of additional injuries, things of that nature. It doesn't make any sense. Some people think maybe this is the Biden administration's way of attacking livestock over quote-unquote climate change. I don't know. Maybe some people think it's to help the unions, but in the end, it's going to hurt the people that work there, and it's going to drive up costs and make us less competitive. So, of course, adversaries around the world and on the issue of trade are going to benefit. And the United States of America, where we do things very efficient, and we feed, not just ourselves, but part of the world as well, we're going to be at a disadvantage.
When we talk about pork, we've also seen some great demand over the last couple of years, especially from China, and that due to the outbreak of African swine fever. Is that a concern that you think members of Congress are watching? In other words, making sure ASF doesn't come to our shores?
Yeah, even before people ever were talking about COVID-19, I was on the floor of the House introducing bills and talking about African swine fever. And a lot of people didn't know what that meant, but as you say, it really devastated the hog population in places like China and Thailand and Vietnam. And it's an advantage to our farmers now and our way of life that we don't have that in the United States. So we're trying to increase the number of inspectors at our ports of entry, increase the Beagle Brigades that literally go out there and sniff out the pork. I tell them they're so good we should take them down to the Appropriations Committee and maybe cut a little bit out of our budget. But those are the types of things we're going to do to protect our farmers. And in this case, it's not just the hog farmers, it's everybody in the chain. So it's the corn and soybean farmers, it's the people that drive truck, the folks that pack the meat, and then, of course, the consumers that would be affected.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to throw in one more for you because you're in another committee, the Small Business Committee. When you look at where small businesses are in your district right now, are they recovering? What would you say the health is of the small business?
The small businesses that are still, you know, viable, I guess you'd say, are recovering. You know, in our state, we had a governor that locked us down, and the small businesses were ordered shut down, and the big box stores were open. And so that was really devastating to our businesses. And now you see bad government policy in Washington again, an extra $300 a week in federal unemployment compensation. And that's having an effect as far as people returning to work. Virtually every business I speak with in and across the district looking for workers. It's not just skilled work, it's unskilled work, it's every type of work in between. And so I think in that regard, they're in a tough spot. And then these material costs that we're seeing, inflation, things like lumber and then aluminum, whatever, and component part shortages is causing a problem for small businesses.
It's always good to see you. Thanks for your insight. We wish you the best.
Thanks for your time.
Again, it's the Honorable Jim Hagedorn representing the 1st Congressional District of Minnesota on today's Agribusiness Report.